The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Satan is an eternal but defeated litigant. Don't give him a chance or a full stool in 2024.
Satan
is an eternal but defeated litigant. Full stop. Don't give him a chance. Or a full stool. In 2024. Turn to the person by you. Tell the person. This year 2024. Don't give Satan the chance. Don't give Satan the chance. Don't give Satan the chance. In your life. Don't give Satan the chance. In your marriage. Don't give Satan the chance. In your home. In your family. In your body. In your finances. In your career. At your workplace. In your relationship. Don't give Satan a chance. The chance you give to Satan, that's the chance he will have. How strong Satan or the devil is in your life tells you the chance you have given to him. I say, how strong Satan appears in your life tells you how much chance you have given to him. Satan has no way in human life. He cannot just come in. He has not been created like that. No spirit can just get up and enter into any human being until it has been given permission. That's why spirit don't have a body. So spirits cannot be physical. Every spirit need a physical body. A physical something to inhabit. The moment you see this pillar, I want to tell you about idol worship. The moment you go and stand by this pillar and start telling this pillar, you are my God. Please help me. You are my God. Please help me. This pillar was empty. But the moment you begin to say, you are my God, please help me, a demon will come and enter into this pillar. And then you begin to have some result. And then you begin to see the pillar as a God. That is the source of idol worship. That is how our ancestors worship stones and rivers. Because they gave their faith to them. Listen to me. Whatever you give your faith to, that thing will produce. If you give your faith to a tree, you see a tree as your God, you begin to have some results. But God doesn't dwell in creation. He doesn't want you to worship creation. He has created creation for you and I. For creation to serve us. But not for us to worship creation.
This is how idol worship came into being.
Say na abosonsom ebe
wiase. This is how traditions and cultures came into being.
Amamre ni amane nyina ebe aye.
Satan is a litigant.
Na Satan ho oyemansotwini.
Don't give him a chance.
Me ma no kwai.
He has been eternally defeated by Christ. But why is he still reigning?
I don't know. That's why question is so dear, dear me, sir.
Why are believers still having problems with him? It is because of his nature. In Daniel chapter 7, verse
10.
And 26.
And 26.
Daniel 7:10 and 20. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Verse 26 of the same Daniel 7. But the judgment shall sit. Some verse said, the court. I'm reading from the NIV. King James. Let me read from the NIV. But the court will sit, and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. This is about the end time. How Satan will be completely wiped out. But by application, this is what's called prophetic double reference. It has happened before. And it is still happening. But then there is a day, a time that it is going to happen forever, and it will not happen again. In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 3, going. Zechariah, then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? 3. Let's continue. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. Please continue. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you. Let's, when you go, continue to read. Then I said, put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The high priest was fully dressed in his high priestly regalia standing before the Lord. But spiritually, he was filthy. The filth in him gave Satan the footstool. The chance to come and accuse him before the Lord. Then the Bible says that those who were standing with him were asked, remove his filthy clothes. Who were they? Church.
Sorry.
That's why the Bible said that we should be one another's keeper. In the church, you don't live alone. And mind your business. And live anyhow. Because we are influencing each other. We carry the identity of Christ. We carry the image of Christ. We are called Christians or believers. And so, carrying one another's burden is to see me. And you come and say, please, this thing you are doing will not help you. It will not help the church. Look, we are to infiltrate one another. You know somebody is not married and living a kind of life. Once you know it, have to let the person know. You know what you are doing? You know that is wrong? You have finished your work. The day you stand before the Lord, you will not be questioned. But you know, and you close your eyes as if you don't know. The day you stand before the Lord, you start urinating. Even before your time comes, you'll be urinating and defecating. You'll be shaking before you get there. Many people are going to shake because they have compromised. They see things as if they didn't see. You see, remove.
I see if you know.
Help him.
Buano.
To overcome.
So Oniso.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. We do not give the devil a foothold. Okay, some say footstool. We do not give the devil a foothold. Some say footstool. Give me Revelation chapter 12, verse 9-10. The great dragon was held down. That ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was held to the earth and his angels with him. 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been held down. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, January is always a foundational stage of the year.
Now, Adafunom, Bosumedikai, Eye.
Many churches are fasting and praying. That is very good. But then we must watch out how we begin the year. How we run around with the theme of the year. Our theme is this. Then we are running around with the theme. Without laying a solid foundation. Without addressing certain things. Before you start running with the theme of vision, you need to ask God, which area should I address for the team to work? Otherwise, by the close of the year, the team has just become
a
cliche. My year of prosperity. My year of greatness. My year of this.
My
year of that.
Say.
Before.
And sana.
Your year will become your year. There are things you need to address. That's why we have been praying some of the prayers, and that's why this team. That's why God has given us this team. Satan is an eternal but defeated litigant. Don't give him a chance or a footstool or a foothold in
2024.
If you don't know this and start running around, it's my year of greatness. It's my year of power. It's my year of prosperity. It's my year of marriage. It's my year of so and so. It is very true. That is God's intention. The word of God never lies. The moment the word of God is released, God is finished. I'm telling you.
Okay,
the moment God expresses his intention, his will to you,
he's finished.
The rest is your responsibility. What you do with that word. But before you start living the word, you must look around you. Is there anything that can frustrate the well? Is there anything that can swallow the thing? Is there anything that can delay me? You start dealing with those things. As you begin to deal with those things, the team, before you even get to the
team,
the team has already started manifesting. There are three kinds of people who live in this world. In fact, that's why we are laying a solid foundation. There are three kinds of people who occupy this world. Number one, the Jews. The physical Israelites. Number two, the church. The body of Christ. Believers in Christ. Number three, the Gentiles. Anyone who doesn't believe in Christ. These are the three people who occupy the surface of the earth.
So,
these are the three people. God loves all of them. But two of them are by covenant own or a property of God. By covenant, they are the properties of God. These are the Jews and the church. Believers in Christ. By covenant, they are properties of God. So these two, they are the most prominent before God. If you are a child of God, you believe in Christ, or you are a Jew, you are a prominent person before God. These two, they are number one. They are number one. Others are God's creation. But these two are God's property. In the same way, there are different ways that Satan attacks these three groups. Satan attacks anyone. But for the Gentiles, he has laid claim on them. As long as they don't believe in Christ, they have willingly accepted him to be their leader. So for the Gentiles, any person without Christ, they are his. But then the Jews and the church, there is a way he gets them. For the Jews in Israel, he has gotten them through unbelief. Because they still don't believe in Jesus. That's how he has gotten them. But for the church, he gets the church by looking for loopholes. Your weaknesses. Looking for loopholes. Satan is looking for loopholes. He doesn't just attack a child of God like that. He doesn't just come into your life like that. Look, Satan knows that as long as you are genuinely born again, that you have accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and personal Savior, he doesn't own you. Even a strand from your hair, he doesn't own it. God's protection is on you. So he respects you, he fears you. He does not play with you. Because there is fire around you. But he still comes. Always is around. What is he looking for?
And then
a loophole. Let's look at Job. Media, please give me Job. Job chapter 1 from verse 6. Job chapter 1 from verse 6. One day the angels came to present themselves. These were angels that were the children of Job. They were called angels. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. Before the Lord. They came together maybe for fellowship. And Satan also came with them. What did Satan come there for? Do you know that Satan is here in this chair right now? As you are gathered here, Satan is here.
Satan, so
he is here through somebody. Somebody who has given him the chance. He has occupied the person and is here. Why is he here? He is here to look for a loophole, a weakness to strike. Verse 7. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth it."
Satan.
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." 9. This was Satan. "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied. 10. "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land." 11. "But now, stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." 12. The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then, everything he has is in your power. But on the man himself, do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. How did Satan know that there is a hedge around you? How did Satan know? He has been roaming about. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter 5 8. "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." What is he roaming about for? He's looking for a loophole. He's looking for a weakness. He's looking for a little entrance. How did Satan know that there is a hedge around
you?
That is his ministry. He goes around every day. Even when the children were before the Lord, he was there. Do you know why he was there? To listen to what they are saying. Whether any of them will speak like him. We are finished. I have lost. I am going to die. I have failed. That is Satan. Then you'll be knocking. So he's there taking record. They say they are finished. They say they are failed. This marriage. Why did I enter this marriage? He has taken record.
Now I try to
record to manifest what you are saying. He's watching your lifestyle. He's taking record. To manifest your lifestyle. Before you realize, you begin to shout. But I'm a Christian.
I am faithful.
I am doing the best I can. Why are all these things happening to me? It's because you have given him a foothold, a chance. By your language. By your lifestyle. Let me tell you, Satan is a litigant. That's why he's called the accuser. The The name Satan means adversary.
Now, Satan just
an accuser. That's how he fights Christians. He has no right in your life. Except the right you have given.
Him.
You give him the right. As for this church.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
As for anything you are talking about.
He
will make sure that thing never becomes a blessing. As for this group.
Oh, say quite dear.
As for my husband.
Oh, me kuni dear.
Your husband will never be a blessing.
As
for my wife.
Oh, me yiri dear.
Your wife will never be a blessing.
Oh,
as for my children.
Oh, me
your
dear.
Children will never
oh,
be a blessing. There was this man who used to slap the sand.
I see, but maybe we're not out of body mass.
You hear, bam, bam.
But he, bam, bam.
You see, he's slapping the sand and telling the sand, if you cry, you see what I'll do to
you. Nobody
you
are saying, who's so abundant, Messiah of you?
What kind of wickedness is that?
I didn't remember this, no, no.
You can, one day I got out and I said, Mr. Man.
Now that could be something, but Papa.
Excuse me.
Mr.
No.
There be.
You can't do this.
Put me away.
Why?
I didn't hear.
Say, Pastor.
I saw myself.
He does. Look at his position. Look at his position. They are 35 in class.
Oh, yeah. They are sending me.
He's always 33.
I mean,
32. 30. Look at him.
No.
So he deserves slap.
Into a self-attack,
I said to the man,
and I'm catching up,
do you know something? Begin to tell him, look, you deserve the first position. I think that boy is a doctor now. You deserve the first position. Look, you are first. Look at where you are. You are supposed to be first. I can see first. Begin to talk to your
father.
You say, Pastor, thank you very much.
I saw for me that's a
he started talking to the son.
If you are seeing Africa, say
the next report that came.
Now, so maybe you are
he was number 12.
No, that's what you know.
The next one.
This will be your buyer.
He was number 7.
No, cutters in some.
The next one.
This will be your.
He was number 3.
No, cutters in
the next one.
This will be
he was number 2.
No, cutters
the next one. He was number 1.
No, okay.
And he stayed number 1 throughout.
No,
he's a medical doctor now.
Oh yeah, Druye, our doctor Druye mo.
Turn to the person by you. Don't give Satan. Tell the person you are the problem. Tell somebody right now.
Please
get up and shake up with 3 people and say, we, you and I, we are the problem, not Satan. We are the problem, not witches and wizards, not Satan. We are the problem. Tell them, our mouth is the problem. Our hands are the problem. Our lifestyles are the problem. Somebody is not standing by laughing. Tell the person, we are the problem. We are the problem. We are the problem, you and I. We are the problem. We are the problem. And let's ask God to help us. Put your hands together.
Bon semer ready.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we go to Achimota Forest or where people pray, after I've gotten my place,
and
put my chair there. I introduce myself. I secure the place with the blood and everything. Then I begin to walk around. Vice praying. Then I'm eavesdropping what people are
praying.
The groupings. When you get to a place, they are stamping on Satan. Crash him. Yet, in fact, there is a church in my hometown. Some woman has come there to
the groom.
Oh, what this woman is doing to the old ladies? When you go there, every day, the old ladies, the church, you will do it before the church will
come. Satan.
Meanwhile, the person saying, he and somebody don't talk. So you see, utiatia nina no exercise. Utiatia nina is exercise.
He's
doing nothing. All your tiatia is doing nothing. Somebody tiatia nu there. He's chasing somebody's wife. So your tiatia nina is just
an exercise.
Somebody tiatia there has told a lie about somebody. You see, beloved,
I don't know.
That is why we are being advised not to give Satan.
My Satan,
the adversary, the accuser,
a chance for a foothold.
We should not give him a place. We should not give him a space. Look, which area do we give him chance? We give him chance by anger. We give him chance by offenses. We give him chance by bitterness. We give him chance by unforgiveness. We give him chance by lust. We give him chance by immorality. We give him chance by disobedience. We give him chance by rebellion. We give him chance by doubt. We give him chance by unbelief. We give him chance by fear. We give him chance by our language. We give him chance by our lifestyle. Satan is not a problem.
Now, Satan on your how?
You and I.
Me know.
We are the problem.
Any
time the children of Job met, he was
Abibia,
there.
Job, my baby, no ho.
He was there.
Oh.
But he never had a chance.
Now, so when you're crying there.
Because Job will always sacrifice, build an altar to secure the children. And that was the hedge that God used it to build around. Until God removed the hedge. For Job, God himself removed the hedge. Jesus has come to pay with his own life for our security and redemption, for our liberation. Like
Job,
we have the blood, we have the Holy Ghost fire, we have the sword of the Spirit all around us. There is no way that Satan can penetrate. But then, he's roaming always, looking for a chance. And we give him the chance. There is something I'm writing down for deliverance ministers. That is pastors who pray deliverance. One of the things that I write is that,
and they say,
as a deliverance minister, the first gift we need is discernment. Discerning of spirit. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. That's what we need. Because people don't tell you the truth. When they come to you, they don't really tell you the truth. They tell you what will get your heart. They tell you something to win your heart. But what is really there? They don't tell you. They don't tell you. So if you don't know,
it is a winning
one. You also start praying.
Oh, now if you
are I burn. I burn.
Hey,
your words are just touching the surface. You see, we only do that when the person begins to manifest. It means that the spirit has hit.
Now, yes,
the power of God 2 minutes has hit the spirit.
Now, say,
that one, you must cast it out.
And the pastor,
but for me now,
Sabri,
you just say something,
okay, Bibia,
and I start to bind.
Let me it today.
I have to ask you questions.
I say, Mr.
Anytime you go to a man of God, he doesn't ask you questions. You just talk and say, "Let's pray." He's not interested.
He is not interested.
But the moment, many things.
In some brain,
people suffer in marriages.
People
suffer in their health. People suffer in their relationship. People suffer in their finances. People suffer in their delays. Near success. Close but far. Etc. All these things are debt they are paying. They are paying what?
Debt.
I'm telling you. Many things you are suffering in your marriage.
Your,
find, your lifestyle. How you are paying a debt. A debt that you yourself. You have created for yourself. Or a debt that your ancestors have created. And you haven't dealt with it. The greatest deception. That theologians have taught us. We are born again.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus has paid it
yes,
all. It is 1,000,000,000% eternally true. It is eternally true. But listen to me. Jesus has provided you the platform.
Yes, so
to use his blood. To deal with personal things. He has paid. But you have a responsibility. The way you live. The way you talk. The way you do things. I'm telling you. Those are debts. People are paying this debt because somebody gave Satan a footstool. An ancestor. A parent. An intimate friend. A husband. A wife. They have given Satan a footstool. And since he's a litigant, sometimes when people come to me and they are telling me things, some of delays in childbirth is because of the footstool you gave to Satan. You started sleeping with men when you were very young. You have had a lot of infections. Now that Mr. Wright has come, infections is blocking. You gave Satan a footstool.
Oh, my Satan,
by the way you have lived. By the way you have talked. Sometimes when we talk, the youth think that we don't love them. Today, some of them are coming back. Secretly. The things we hear, I can't tell you. Because they are very personal. Very personal. I can never, if I do that, God himself will get angry with me. I can't tell you anybody's secret. Yes, now people are married. What they are going through? It's a debt.
A yekabi.
You gave him a footstool. You gave him a chance. You thought you were beautiful. You thought you were handsome. You were not under any authority.
Oh, we need to be there.
You can do anything with your body. Satan was laughing. He said, come now. Come now. We went to a restaurant to eat. And there was this nyanti girl, small girl.
They said,
when you look at the man, you can see that the man is like the father. You can see some prominence on the man. When they are eating, I don't know what it is. The lady will just squeeze the face, get angry. Then the man will bow and say, oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. My baby. Oh, baby.
Baby.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Then the lady will turn the eyes towards me and squeeze the
eyes. I
said in my head, look at this stupid girl.
What
you are doing to somebody's father? But then it is a father himself who is also stupid now. You bring yourself down, they will pay you now. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Baby, baby, baby.
At that age, you are carrying such a man. Now one day your eyes are open. You say you are born again. Now you enter the church. Already.
Answer no. Why say hold that?
Something your body is destroying.
Why say hold that? Why say hold that?
When they were babying you,
I'm not your baby, you know.
You think you are on top.
But
after they finish babying you,
oh, yeah, so we are.
There is a debt you are going to pay. Sometimes,
I told you this one.
When people come to me after they have stuck, I kneel down. I don't know what to tell God. All I say, God, have mercy. You see, sometimes when they are talking, they are crying. Even old ladies, when they are talking about their issues, and then God begins to tell you what it is. And sometimes what they should do, the price is too heavy. At that time, you can't fast even 3 days. Your strength is gone. So today, let me tell you, your life today is being credited into your future. The debt, you are going to pay it tomorrow. And sometimes, at that time,
Sabreno,
your body is weak.
Now only pay then I am re.
You are tired.
What bread?
All you need now is mercy.
Now who here Sabrina is a homopo.
Unfortunately, people start running around from prophet to prophet looking for a miracle. And then they will be asking you, bring this.
Oh, now I'm supposed to say, bring that. Pawebra.
Let me give you a few examples. Abraham paid for his rash actions in trying to help God in fulfilling his promise of childbirth. Genesis 16. So media is Genesis 16. Where Abraham slept with Hagar. Abraham paid the price.
Abraham,
what is the price? Gaza today. What is happening in Gaza? That's Abraham. I wish sometimes God will open the heaven for Abraham to see.
Abraham, Gaza.
The time Abraham was doing that.
Abraham, oh yes, I know.
The time Abraham was doing that.
Abraham, oh yes, I know.
He didn't think about it.
Well, I knew who cried that.
But today,
Nansunde,
until Jesus comes,
and call him say yes, Beba.
Gaza is there forever.
Gaza was
Gaza is there.
Gaza oh.
Is there any Gaza in your life?
Now Gaza be wa brabo mu.
Are you raising a Gaza?
And that's what page Gaza be.
We are beginning the year. We are still in January.
Yeah, fi afina said that so, but we di kamo.
These are the messages you need to start the year.
When in summer we hear the fi afina say.
So that you don't just start running with your vision.
Now, when you say, I'm running with your dream.
Thank you. Running with your dream.
I know that
the Lord has answered you, madam. The Lord has answered you. The Lord has answered you. The Lord has fulfilled you. Moses.
Moses.
Moses paid for his rash mouth. That spoke out of anger. When you read Numbers 20, verse 8 to 12, take the staff. What I thought is happening. Take the staff. And you and your brother Aaron, gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes. And it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink. 9. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. 10. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, you rebels. You see these words? You rebels. Must we bring you water out of this rock? Anchor! Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock to it with his staff. Water gushed out. And the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses
and Aaron,
because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give
them.
Out of anger, out of pressure, instead of just obeying God, he addressed them as you rebels. Let's look at Psalm 106, verse 33. How Moses, Psalm 106, verse 33. For they rebel against the Spirit of God, and rash words came from Moses' lips. Rash words. Rash words. In anger. Go to hell. What can you do to me? You so so and so.
Who say ni say?
Rash words. Satan marks you.
Na Satan wa show so.
You have been marked.
Ya show so.
Let me tell you something.
Amika bibin chrom.
Those who are open and they say things as they are, they are the best in the sight of God. But they are the worst in the sight of men. If you are somebody who speaks your feelings, you will never be popular before mankind.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he talks too much. This person this.
What he say? What he say?
But before God, you are very clean.
Because
you are spoken out. Those who are calm,
they
don't talk before me. Before God, they are hypocrites. Before me, they look like angels. They are,
even when you are insulting them, they are quiet.
But before God,
they
are hypocrites. Because they are talking in their head. But before men,
Oh, this sister is cool.
Even when you step on her, she will not do you anything. Yes, before men, you are okay. But before God, you are like Zechariah. Filthy clothes. That's why before God, we must be opened. Open our hearts. Joshua.
Joshua.
In Joshua 9. Joshua paid the price. Joshua and the elders of Israel paid for rushing into covenant with Gibeonites without consulting God. Joshua chapter 9. Many people have entered into wrong marriages without consulting God. Married to wrong people without consulting God. They just met at the car park. They just met at the lorry station. They just met in the taxi. Now it is Uber.
He said they Uber.
Look, let me tell you. You can meet your partner anywhere. But it must be God leading you. It must be God. It must be through God. Even in the church. You can meet the wrong partner in the church. All of us sitting here. We are Christians. If you want a wife, the best is among Christian believers. But not every believer. Because we are of different kinds. Some are here, they are not here. So because somebody has played tambourine, a pastor married a woman. And when she, after the wedding, when they came to give thanks, when the wedding structure,
said,
when I saw her playing
tambo,
we call that marriage tambo marriage. That marriage is no more. Tambo marriage is no more. If only
it's
the Holy Spirit that is pointing to you, the one playing the tambo. The one playing the tambo.
Nyobo agasano.
Beloved.
Adonfonom.
2024. Don't give Satan the chance.
Satan kwen biya.
David paid dearly when he ignored going to war, but sat at home. Second Samuel 11.
David is Otwane.
Second Samuel
11.
The time that king should go to war.
Oko. Emre sa hifuko oko no.
David was at home.
Now need to fear.
If he had been at war,
now,
he wouldn't be at home.
And
when he was at home,
I won't fear this, so.
At that time,
Sabreno.
Bathsheba, Uriah's wife,
Uriah,
was going to wash down.
Okay.
Then Satan spoke to David.
Okay.
Can you just go up on your porch and walk about for fresh air? And while David was walking around fresh air, he saw the woman in the bathroom. Fair. Not too fat, middle slim. And David started shaking. David became confused. What kind of woman is that? David quickly descended. Call one of the servants. Come. They went back. You see the woman there? Me, I will look right there. Then I'll
tell
my head. Yes. That is Uriah. So,
Uriah. Hey.
That's Uriah's wife.
Uriah, Irinie.
Go and get her for me. From that day,
every Sadano
till David died,
so
up to today, David generation,
now
they are paying the price.
Judah Iscariot.
He walked very close to Jesus. He was an insider of Jesus Christ. But he paid dearly. When he allowed greed to eat him up. Hence, even though he was an insider
of Jesus Christ,
he became close. But far. What can I say about Miriam? In Numbers 12. The sister of Moses and Aaron.
Moses ni Aaron yaba.
She got leprosy.
Unya kwata.
Because.
And I'm saying.
She was too familiar with Moses the brother.
Na Moses ni yaba mano.
Why should my brother marry an Ethiopian?
I don't know minu yaba bema kwari Ethiopian ni.
And Moses and Aaron, sorry, Miriam and Aaron.
And Miriam ni Aaron.
They spoke against.
Was kaseti aye.
But because Moses and Aaron were of the same level.
And I said, Moses and Aaron,
God couldn't judge Aaron. By you, Miriam.
Now, Miriam, dear.
Who are you?
Who knew why?
Miriam got leprosy.
I don't know, Gunya Kata.
I want to ask you. Check your life. Why have you given Satan a footstool? Why have you given him a chance? When you begin to deal with those areas, the rest is nothing. Shall we rise up right
now?
You see, 2024. Look, some people have the ministry, they will come to you with news. You see, don't be careless at all in your work with God. Don't be careless the way you live here on earth. Don't be careless with your thoughts, your words, your lifestyle, your actions. Because Satan is roaming about looking for a loophole. And Satan will force a price on your thoughts. He will force a price on your words, your actions, your lifestyle. Satan and his agents are debt collectors. They are debt collectors. How long Satan's hold and influence will be on you will remain in you, the believer's life is how long you give him the footstool. Let me just say this. Do you know why we need strong pastors today? Today we need social pastors.
And then you hear any
pastors who don't touch on sin. Pastors who will come and make the church laugh and laugh and laugh and go. Then people like the Laliboja, I don't fit into it. But do you know why we need pastors like the Laliboja? Who would preach and teach and challenge, rebuke, correct, convict you?
Listen
to me. Is to make the impossible that your parents and your ancestors have created for you through debt payment to become possible for you. The reason why sometimes we need to preach hard. Some of you are treating some diseases, some sicknesses in your body. They are a debt you are paying. That's why you need pastors to address you. We don't hate you.
In time,
no.
Debut.
We are not just hitting you.
No.
Sometimes when I'm standing here and I'm saying some things, when I finish, I say, God, why did you make me say quiet?
I don't know.
You are a vessel. Keep quiet. Sometimes when I look at your face and I'm going to open my mouth and say something, you don't know the way I feel. But there is a force making me to say it. To make impossible in your life to become possible. Because there are some covenants your father, your mother, your ancestor, your grandfather, there is a covenant they have made for which you are paying a price, a debt. To make something impossible in your life. Some of you at a certain age, they get kidney problem. Liver problem. Some people are battling with diabetes. Sugar. All those things, they are not just natural. They are debt. You are paying a debt. An ancestral debt. Marriages don't work. Husband don't love wife. Wife don't submit. Children are wayward.
They
are debts. They are debts. I've asked him to rest, be at home. They are debts. They are dead. Who will help you? Only the pulpit. You can only be helped when it is preached from here. Some of you, money doesn't stay in your hands. You are being faithful. You are paying. Because there are spirits that collect the debt. That's why we need to add. Look, sometimes when I look, it's not always I want to preach. I wanted to surprise you with a visiting preacher. But last minute, see, this is a message. Because no message was coming. Yesterday, this message, it came at 1 p.m.
1
p.m.
And I do don't go. Okay.
1 p.m.
Don't grow.
This message dropped.
And I see by.
I just wrote it.
And I
can, I can show you where it's in this book. I just wrote it here. Before later, I transferred it. I just wrote it here. And then later, Pastor Prince, come and see. Rough hand. Come and see. Team, 2020. Satan is a litigant. Never give him chance. These are the tests. I just wrote it. 1 p.m. Before I transfer it here, I never knew I'm going to preach today. So sometimes when we stand there, don't say, this man is talking too much. This yes, I'm here. Yes, this brother, he talks too much. This also says, he talks too much. Thank God. It will not be long. You will not hear. Take what you are hearing now. Because not every pastor will talk like this.
And yourself will be an American, say.
Some people, they need your offering. They are just maintaining the church.
There's
they are
doing what you
call maintenance ministry. We have maintenance ministry. Let them come on Wednesday. You tell them something. Let them come on Friday. You tell them something. Let them come on Sunday. You make them laugh. You tell them something. But their problems are intact. You are not taking them to the theater. You are not cutting them open. That's why Christians today, even they are consulting malams. Because they are going to church. And nothing is happening to them. Not the Laliboja. I didn't pay the price. The heavy price of becoming a pastor at a young age for nothing. I must be faithful to my calling. I must be faithful to my calling. Let me tell you this. Do you know why you should be serious?
Tell
to the person by you. As a person, do you know why we should be serious?
Mr.
Do you know why you two should be serious? This is the answer. Sit down for 1 second. Sit down for 1 second. Do you know why I made you stand? Because somebody was dozing and nearly knocked the head on the
people.
Listen to me. We are going to pray. Listen to what I'm going to say. Why your Christianity should be something. Why you shouldn't just come and go. The reason is that if you know the extent to which your ancestors, your parents were committed, to an altar, to a covenant. If you know the extent, when I look at my grandmother, my grandfather, the way they worship, the way they are celebrating, the thing was just in them. They have left a debt for me. Then from that home you become a Christian.
Now if you self you know about Christian.
Chobo chobo.
Now you be
lukewarm. Can you pay that debt?
Which way yes I can know.
When they were so committed,
I wonder what two of whom saw ye pa
the price they have paid.
Then
you are a Christian from that home.
Now you're Christian if you self you know.
You come, you are gone. You come.
Oba now oba cock sake.
Who
dear grow?
Until you have done more than what
the
heart with which your ancestors set the idols.
What is so
until you have 100% heart greater for Christ. You haven't touched anything. Some of you, 100-day prayer. Oh, pastor is worrying us. Pastor is worrying us.
Oh, hi, Edodo.
If I tell you the fasting that my grandmother did,
idols,
weeks,
idols.
Then you can't fast. Look at the price. Look at the debt that your grandmother has left for you. Then you, they say, fast. You can't fast.
Oh, yes, you come to us with me here.
You do this, you can't do.
Yeah, we also meet me here.
Give me Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. Then we pray. Matthew 5, 20. Matthew 5, 20. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Do you know what that means? Until your commitment surpasses your commitment to Christ surpasses the commitment of your ancestor to the idols, you will enjoy the blessings of God. Today people have to be begged to go to church. When you were not a Christian, the other day, is it when we were going to drop Mrs. Kuma, Gladys? Is that where we saw those girls and those boys coming from some place? Is it where? Is Ebony here? Oh, I forgot. Ebony here. They were holding bottles of Guinness, beer. Around. It's another place. We saw boys and girls. After we closed, they have night here.
And I don't
do it at that time. Boys and girls. And then that person has now become a Christian. The same person you say all night. When you were in the world, you were having all night for Satan. Now you are in the church. You are in the church now.
Sorry, Sabrio.
You say, oh, they are warriors.
Oh,
you are not serious yet. Let me tell you, the price you pay will determine the blessings you will catch. They are there for everybody. Jesus is the same for everybody.
Yes,
the Holy Spirit is the same for everybody. By your personal price. My personal price. Shall we rise up? Say, Lord, help us. Say, Lord, help us. Say, Lord, help us. Say, we can't pay the debt. Say, Lord, we cannot pay the debt. We cannot pay the debt. The debt is too hard. The debt is too high for us. The debt is too heavy for us. Lift up your voice right now. Say, we cannot pay the debt. We cannot pay the debt.
We cannot pay.
Lord, help us.
Help us, O Lord.
Jesus. We cannot pay.
We cannot pay. We cannot pay.
We cannot pay.
We cannot pay.
We cannot pay.
We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay.
We cannot pay.
We cannot pay.
We cannot pay.
We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay.
I can't pay, O Lord. Help us, Lord.
I cannot pay.
Take those debts. Take those debts.
I cannot pay. I cannot pay.
Let the blood speak for us.
I cannot pay.
Let the blood speak for us, Lord.
Yes, O Lord.
Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood speak, Lord.
Libro
It's too heavy for us.
We cannot pay the debt. We cannot pay the debt.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
The debt.
That
my ancestors,
that
my parents, that my family left behind, I can't pay it. It's too heavy for me. Lord Jesus, you are Jesus. You are the debt cancellator. You are the debt cancellator. It is your blood that cancels the debt. Today I am calling on you. Let the blood speak for me. Let the blood cancel those. That right now, somebody take over the prayer. Let the blood, let the blood, let the blood,
let the blood, let the blood.
I can't pay.
Let the blood, let the blood. Cancel the debt. Cancel the debt. Cancel the debt. Cancel the debt. Let the blood, let the blood. 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 Let the blood, let the blood.
Let the blood, let the blood. Let the blood, let the blood. Let the blood, let the blood.
And bring you home.
Today we have to beg for people to come to church.
Sorry.
Today we have to manage time, because if you don't manage time, they will not come again.
And so,
meanwhile, there are debts that demands time before the
Lord.
Look, people graduated masters.
But
if you have a kind of debt in your life,
you can.
It's good, oh.
Hey, yo.
But until your debt is cancelled, you can make all the money in the world. When your liver is not working, when your kidney is not working, when your heart is not working, the family will sell everything. You know why some people, when they get certain, they steal the nation's money. They are saving those money to take care of their health. Because there is a time your heart will not work. Your kidney will not work. I've worked with rich people before. When I started my ministry young, look, they don't eat many things. They don't eat many things. Whilst I was eating everything.
Oh, no, they are holding your baby.
Up to now. I don't know what I don't eat. Sometimes I even eat them too much. By my age, I should cut down on something. You have money. You can't drink tea. You have money. You can't take egg. You have money. You can't take meat. So who are you?
It's the only one. I don't know.
Some people, if you have money, they can't live in air condition. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord make us rich. He has no sorrow. When you get it from God, when you get it from God, there is no limitation. But when the devil gives it to you, many limitations. When people come to church, they are looking at
time.
If you know the debt you are going back home with. If you know the debt you are going back with. You will stay and say, Lord, until you visit me, I will not leave you. Like Job did in Genesis 32. Jacob did in Genesis
32. Jacob,
unless you bless
him.
Jacob was carrying a debt.
No, Okita and car.
Because he was a cheater. He was a cheat.
No, oh, he was a sinful.
So anywhere he went to,
baby, I will come here, so
they were cheating him.
Next, he seen also, sir.
Let me tell you what you carry. Will determine what happens to you.
And this right thing you better.
When you are carrying a debt.
Now also a car.
A debt of hatred.
You
get to a place you have not even spoken a
word.
Your presence alone.
Is
making somebody to hate you.
Now
I haven't even spoken.
Oh,
nobody even knows me here. It's a debt you are carrying. Some people, they will pass by the church once in a while. That's the debt they are carrying. Just go once in a while. Don't be too serious. It's a debt. It's a debt. Some of you were working with men. After the man has spent on you, another one appears, especially modern day girls.
They
jump that
oh,
one.
No,
and then they choose another one.
Wait,
I say, what? I say, come on.
Oh,
go to hell.
Oh,
go to hell.
Go
to hell. The devil has marked you.
Oh, but some shall also.
You are for hell.
Also, what was some demand? But why do
not the hell that you go to actually, but you, your life will be tortured.
Let's say, what was some demand? I said, number one, brother, Uber, bread.
You a gentleman.
Who are brand here?
After this lady has spent on you.
Ababa says,
when you visit her, she put fire. Like this fancy women who know how to think still. Then when you are eating, oh my darling.
Oh my darling.
My sister and so.
Hey.
Then you find another lady whose family has money.
No, or who's
you dump that one.
No, what to actually?
This lady will cry and cry and cry.
Baby, yes.
You can't finish paying that debt. You can't pay it. Say, Lord, help us.
Why,
the debt is too heavy. The debt is too heavy, Lord. It's too heavy, Lord. Help us, help us. Lord, help us. We cannot pay the debt, Lord. Please help us, help us. Somebody should pray. Look, take this is serious. It's a healing time. This year, 2024, is a blessed year. But we are beginning like this. Father, the debt is too heavy. Look. When you are convicted, come and connect to the altar right now. There is an angel here. When you know there is a debt,
yeah.
That I'm going to organize a unique service. You know, when an anointing is going to flow, I know the way I feel. But I wasn't having any of those indications. But you know, the setup has begun right now.
Amen.
A new setup has begun.
Amen.
In the house. I say a new setup.
Amen.
A new setup. A new setup has begun. Say, my Father in heaven, any debt I can't pay, take over from me. Let the blood of Jesus take over from me. Let the blood of Jesus take over. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, every evil implantation, anyone, anything, any situation that Satan has intentionally implanted in my life in this year 2024 to slow me down, to distract me, to wear me out, to waste away my year, to steal away my year, let it be frozen and perish. Let it be frozen and perish. Any human agent implanted in my life to slow me down, to distract me, to wear me out, to waste away my year, to steal away my year, Let that person be frozen and perish. Be frozen by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be frozen by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be frozen by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be frozen by the power of the Holy
Ghost.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say you, Satan.
You, Satan,
and your agents.
I
declare to you,
from
today,
I
owe you nothing.
I
owe you nothing. I owe you nothing. I have handed over my debts to the Lord, to the altar, to the altar, to the altar. Let the altar handle Satan for me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The last declaration.
If that too, I become.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Any
ground.
Any
footstool. Any foothold.
Any
chance.
Any
place.
I
have intentionally
or
unintentionally given to you, Satan. Today. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I take it from you. I take it away from you. Any ground, I'll give it to you. Any space, any chance, I'll give it to you. Intentionally, knowingly, unintentionally, and unknowingly, I take it away. I take it. 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 I take it.
I take it
right now. I take it away.
Amen.
Look, I respect people. I celebrate people who do things for me. I celebrate all of you here. But do you know something? What God has taught me about human
beings.
Who is man? That you are mindful of him. When you get to know the secret of people, you not waste your time with human beings. Why should you carry your face? Why should you compare yourself? Why should you compete? You don't know people. We are all faking life. I'm telling you, we are all faking it. We are showing you what we want you to see. It's only by the grace of God. I'm telling you. It's by the grace of God. You borrow money, you will not pay.
Look,
in this world, nothing just happens. Something caused something to happen. Something caused something to happen. Whether it's good or bad. Watch the way you live. What the way you relate with people. What the way you talk. Look, it doesn't mean that we will not get angry. We will get angry. But after the anger, go on your knees. The words you have uttered. Lord,
Ready?
Please, I'm sorry.
Tell me.
I withdraw those words.
Man, said that's
I said, look, every time after church, when I get to my kneel down, I say, Lord, what did I say that I shouldn't have said? Look, every day, there is a prayer I pray before I close my eyes. Because you don't know whether through the sleep, you will not wake up again. I ask God for mercy. Look, it doesn't mean that we will not sin or we will not make mistakes. Always go down on your knees. Have a convicting heart. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You will see the speed by which miracles are going to happen in your life. There is an acceleration in the house. There is an acceleration in the house. Look, every weight on you has been lifted. Every barrier before you has been cleared. I'm saying a lot of things right now. But the Lord said, don't say it now. Don't say it now. Hold it for next Sunday. The communion day. I am being tempted to say something. Do you know why prophetic words are not landing in your life? Do you know why you have come to places to give you prophecies? Words are coming. You are sowing and sowing. You carry a debt. You carry a debt.
Also,
that debt is what is blocking the
prophetic word.
Some of you have talked against pastors.
Suffering.
People talk against pastors. Talk against church.
Sorry.
It doesn't mean that when pastors do wrong, don't talk.
Go
to them. Me, come to me. After you appointed it out.
What can you know?
Go. Whether the person listening to you or not.
So, why you want from there?
Don't go and form a team. Even discussing somebody who doesn't know what he has done. Even among yourselves. Look at the way we handle ourselves. Then we are running around. My year is a breaker. My year is a year of prosperity. My year is greatness. December will come right now. Today is 28. December has already come. December is here. 10 years will just come. If you don't deal with some things, look, sometimes when I am buried, who was it? I don't know whether it's you. I was buried, then I said to the person, look at what I'm seeing. When you see the star, we think people are dying. When you see the glory inside the grave. So what limited this person? What caused this person?
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Navigate.